Well, so by now you probably figured out it's Gaudete Sunday, right? Rejoice Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent. And not surprisingly, Gaudete is a Latin word for rejoice. It's also the Latin word from which we get our word joy. And given that, the first and second readings and then the responsorial psalm were particularly well chosen because all three challenge us to rejoice and be joyful. I mean, in the first reading from Zephaniah, we hear, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel." In the responsorial psalm, which is actually not a psalm at all, it's from the 12th chapter of Isaiah, we hear, "Cry out with joy and gladness." And finally, in today's second reading, St. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice." Now, it's important to appreciate what's not being said in any of these readings. Zephaniah is not saying, "Shout out in happiness, O daughter of Zion. Sing happily, O Israel." Isaiah is not saying, "Cry out in happiness." And St. Paul is not saying, "Be happy in the Lord always." I shall say it again, be happy. There's a fundamental difference between joy and happiness. Joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God. You know, happiness is a state of mind that kind of comes and goes. I mean, it's a feeling of pleasure or contentment. And we live in a world that's fixated on happiness. I mean, we live in a world where for many, the ultimate goal in life is perpetual personal happiness, okay? Perpetual pleasure and perpetual contentment. And quite frankly, I think for many people, the primary purpose for the Christmas season is the search for happiness. I mean, happiness is sought in presents and in decorations and in music and in food and in drink or in time spent with family. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be happy. But if that is our ultimate goal, we will be often disappointed because there are going to be times when it's difficult to be happy. I mean, where is the happiness to be found in the sudden death of a loved one? Or where is the happiness to be found in the sudden loss of a job unexpectedly? And quite frankly, for some people, the Christmas season itself is filled with many unhappy memories. Now, in contrast, joy is not dependent on the world around us. It can always be looked for, no matter how severe the problems that the world might choose to throw at us. And that's certainly true for all three of the readings that I have quoted. Okay, when they were first written, things weren't going particularly well for any of those people. Okay, when Zephaniah was writing his stuff, the Babylonians were bearing down on Jerusalem, and they destroyed it in 587 BC. And in the 12th chapter of Isaiah, the psalm response, well, that was written while the Assyrians were conquering the northern 10 tribes of Israel, and they too were sort of setting their eyes on the city of Jerusalem. And St. Paul wrote the letter of Philippians in prison, not knowing if he was going to be executed or not. Yet despite these terrible life circumstances and the really great hardship that these people were experiencing, there really is a profound sense of joy in all of these readings. So what's their secret? I mean, where do they find their joy? Well, all three answered that question. Zephaniah said, "The Lord your God is in your midst." Isaiah said, "God indeed is my Savior." And St. Paul said, "The Lord is near." I mean, what they're telling us is that joy is not to be found in the world around us. It's to be found in the God who is around us. In fact, the Greek word in the letter of Philippians, St. Paul, that we translate as rejoice, is kaira, which is actually derived from the Greek word kairis, which means grace. What that means then is joy is not a human-based happiness that comes and goes, but rather it's a gift of divine origin. It really is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I mean, happiness is a fleeting emotion, typically sparked by some event or something, okay? Joy is not fleeting. It's a long-lasting sense of satisfaction that God is in charge and that we are doing his will. You know, happiness most of the time is only found when things are going well. Paradoxically, joy is often most easily found when things are not going well. Okay, because it's kind of a quirk of human nature. We're quicker to turn to God when things aren't going well than when they are going well. Okay, we tend to forget about God when things are going well. But we must not do that, particularly on Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. And today I would ask us to resolve to ask God for joy. I mean, with the expectation that through the Holy Spirit, God wants to provide it. And we need to do that whether our experience of life right now is either good or bad. I agree, gifts are a very important part of the Christmas season. So this Christmas, starting with today, let's ask God for the gift of joy.